So the question was asked, as one learns and proceeds in life, it is very difficult not to be critical of other people. And I would add to the question, maybe, that it is difficult not to be upset with people and not to look down at people. So that wasn't asked, but it was implied. So in answering that question, I'd like us to read a letter the Ramban wrote, which is printed in the back of many Siddurim. And it seems like he wrote it to his son. He writes, Shma b'ni musar abicha, listen, my son, to your father's rebuke. Your father is teaching you how to go the right way. V'al titosh torat imecha, do not leave the Torah your mother taught you. Titnaheg tamid ledaber benachat kol dvarecha, always you should be accustomed to say all your words in a calm manner. L'chol adam, to every person, becholet, at every time. Always speak in a calm manner, the Ramban tells the son, uvazeti natzen min hakas, and through this you will be rescued from anger. Meaning if you always speak calmly, then that will ensure that you don't get angry. Shehi mida ra'a lachtit adam, for anger is a bad trait that causes man to sin. Uchmo shamu rabotenu zichonam livacha, and as our sages said, may their memory be blessed, kol ha'koes, anyone who gets angry, kol minei geinom shotim bo, all kinds of perdition, gehenim, take control of him. Shneemar ve'asarkas milibecha ve'avera mibsarecha, as the verse states, remove anger from your heart, and in doing so, you'll also remove bad things from happening to your flesh. Meaning, if you don't get angry, you won't have to suffer through perdition. Ve'en ra ela geinom, and when we say bad things, we mean gehenim, perdition, shneemar v'gam rasha ligom ra. As the verse states, the evil person also will ultimately get to the day of badness, meaning the day of perdition. V'chasher tinatzen min hakas, and when you rescue yourself from getting angry, tale al libcha midat ha'anava, then what will grow on your heart is the trait of being humble. Hatova mikol hatov, this is the trait that's better than all good. And this is where we're headed. That the best trait, the ideal trait, the trait that really encompasses other good traits, is the trait of being humble. Anav shneemar ekev anava yirat Hashem, as the verse states, that following modesty, being humble, comes the trait of being a God-fearing person. Uvavur anava, and as an outgrowth of being humble, ta'ale alibcha midat ha'ira, what will grow on your heart is the trait of being a fearful person. Ki titene libcha tamid me'ayin bata, because this will cause you to always think, where did I originally come from? Ulan tarech, where am I headed? B'sha'ata rima v'tolea b'chayecha, and you'll recognize that you are worms and vermin even as you're alive. Meaning people think, yeah, when I die, so I'll become worms, they'll eat my body. But even now as I'm alive, what am I really? Afkim v'motcha, certainly when you die, the Ramban tells the son, you'll be worms. V'rifnei mi ata atid liten din v'cheshbon, and by being a humble person, you'll recognize who is it that you will have to give an accounting to, lifnei melech hakavod, before the king of honor, before God. Shneemar, as the verse states, hinei hashamayim ushmei hashamayim lo yichalkalucha, af ki libot bnei adam. The heavens and the heavenly heavens, they cannot sustain God, certainly not the hearts of men. Neemar, alot hashamayim ta'atzani madenu mashem, in the verse states, God says, I filled the heavens and the earth. V'chasher tachshov kol eilem, when you think all of these, you'll be a God-fearing person, and that you'll protect yourself from sinning. So what did the Ramban say? Speak calmly to people, and this way you won't get angry. You won't get angry, you'll be a humble person. You'll be a humble person, you'll be a fearful person. And as you fear God, you'll protect yourself from sinning. And with these traits, what will be is that you'll be a happy person who is happy with the portion that he receives. So now we've added another stage. From speaking calmly to people, from always maintaining a calm approach to everyone in every circumstance, you come to be saved from anger. You'll be saved from anger. You'll be humble. You'll be humble. You'll be God-fearing. From that you'll protect yourself from sin. And you will be happy always. 1 second.
Okay.